Message. Czech Republic in Brno gave us one of the best races of 2003. Will it deliver in 2004? Givinau and Rossi once again head-to-head. Not the best of starts for Rossi there, although he's got the inside line, but it's one of the Ducatis round the outside. I think it's Loris Capirossi attacking for the lead. Givinau back in control at the front from Barros, Biaggi, Rossi, Edwards and Hayden. That good start from Loris Capirossi fading away somewhat. And Givinau looking for revenge here in Brno, the circuit where he was mugged at the line by Valentino Rossi. You may remember when they were both riding Hondas. This time Rossi's on a Yamaha and it doesn't seem to be going quite as well for him. Biaggi challenges Barros for second place, the two Hondas of the Italian and the Brazilian. Givinau trying to extend his advantage at the front of the pack. Open up that gap before Rossi manages to make his way past Barros and Biaggi, because that's just what he's doing right now. Here comes Valentino Rossi. He's got past Alex Barros. He's going to attack Max Biaggi next. There's the pass on Biaggi as well. So Rossi now to second place. And try as he might, Givinau unable to escape at the front. And he's got the doctor breathing down his neck. Alex Barros on a real charge here as well from third place. Here comes Barros on the inside of Rossi. Barros up to second place. Well, it's not been the best season for Alex Barros, but there's life in the old dog yet. And from one of the veteran riders in MotoGP, we go to the youngest rider, John Hopkins. 21 years of age, number 21 on his bike. A mechanical breakdown there for the Suzuki rider. Well, he'll have plenty more opportunities, I'm sure, to make up for that. But there's Barros. He's gone from third place. Alex Barros. He looked like the one man capable of challenging Rossi and Givinau at the front. He's out of the race. And now, as it was in 2003, it's a head-to-head between Givinau and Rossi. Well, last year, Rossi, of course, was on a Honda, as was Givinau. This year, it's Givinau on the Honda, Rossi on the Yamaha. Can Rossi repeat that result and mug Givinau on the final few laps? Wonderfully tight riding through the apex of the corner there from Sete Givinau. He's shut out this time by Rossi, but Rossi forced wide. It's cat and mouse at the front between the Spaniard and the Italian once again, and it's more bad luck for Nicky Hayden. The American youngster, rookie of the year in 2003, not been his season at all. And Givinau will take victory here at Brno. He stepped up the pace over the final couple of laps. Rossi unable to live with it. Givinau victorious. A big win for Sete Givinau. He buries the nightmare of 1 year ago here at Brno when he was beaten by Rossi in the final corner. This year he stands on top of the podium. He's joined by Rossi and Biaggi.
It has been a difficult weekend because the rain, then on the HRC brought some new parts for us. The president of HRC, Mr. Kanazawa, is helping us a lot, everyone in HRC, and because of the weather, it was so difficult to try the bike. We decided to use the standard bike because we thought it had the potential to win the race, and we took a hard decision. We decided that maybe Monday, Tuesday, we were going to be more relaxed to try the new exhaust pipes, and at the end, we decided to race with the standard bike, but I think this proves that the team is very confident with what we're doing, and that here we didn't want to be caught up by testing instead of trying to just win the race. So I think we did a good job. We were pretty fast on the wet, and also this morning on the dry we were putting some good laps, so we were pretty confident for the race. At the end, Michelin did a great job helping us with the tires, also my team and Honda. So this is a victory very important for us for the championship. It's still a long way to go, but I think we're doing a good job. Tomorrow we'll be able to try the new exhaust pipes on the bike, and hopefully we'll be able to go ahead a little bit more and go get ready for the next race. So thank you for the support from HRC, from Honda, and Michelin, and of course my team, Telefonica Movistar Gresini.
Givinau then cuts down that advantage at the top to Rossi by 5 points.